We have 5 weeks left in 2018, and we need $103,000 to cover our expenses for the year. Please consider making a year-end tax-deductible gift to support this worldwide outreach. You can contribute by check, make your check payable to Issues, etc., and send it to Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. Thanks for listening, and thanks for thinking of us at the end of 2018.
Our children, they are not really our children, as we are all just links in a never-ending chain that is life. For us, they are everything. But in reality, we are only a fraction of their universe.
That's a commercial from entertainer Celine Dion advertising her new line of clothing for children. She walks into a maternity ward and she blows glitter over the babies who are divided into the pinks and the blues. And of course, her clothing line wants to blur that division between the pink and the blue, the so-called binary. Her new clothing line is gender neutral, or one might even say gender fluid. What does it say that such things are now being marketed to our children, of course, through their parents? Greetings and welcome to Issues, Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in live on this Tuesday afternoon, the 27th of November. We're going to be talking about Celine Dion's gender-neutral clothing line. Glenn Stanton of Focus on the Family will be our guest for the first few minutes of the program. Pastor Jonathan Lang joins us to talk about embryo adoption. Pastor Jordan Cooper, for the beginning of his series, responding to Calvinist proof text today, will take up John 17, 8 through 9. I think we'll be talking about election at some point in there. Pastor Tom Baker joins us to teach a Sunday school lesson on the birth of John the Baptist foretold in Luke chapter 1. We'll round everything off today in a conversation, part 11 of our series, Classroom Apologetics. Today will be Religious Studies 101 with Pastor Bill Marler. Joining us to talk about Celine Dion's gender-neutral clothing line and its implications for not only the way we think about our children, but the way we think about what our children are, boys or girls. Glenn Stanton, he's a regular guest, director of Family Formation Studies for Focus on the Family, and author of the books The Ring Makes All the Difference and Loving My LGBT Neighbor, and a recent column for The Federalist titled Celine Dion's New Gender-Neutral Clothing is Self-Contradictory and Ugly. Glenn, welcome back.
Hey, thank you, Todd. It's good to be with you.
What concerned you the most to hear that Celine Dion, famous singer and Las Vegas phenomenon, decided that she was going to come out with a gender-neutral clothing line?
Well, obviously, I mean, that is like, oh my goodness, another, you know, gender-free or gender-neutral line of clothing supposedly for our kids, and that concerned me. But then I went on the website and saw the clothes themselves, and they are hideous. They're just hideous, and, you know, there's just no other way you can describe it, and it's comical. I mean, you know, other than the illusionary thing of thinking, yeah, we can create gender-free clothes for our kids, and, you know, nobody's going to know whether our kids are boys and girls. As silly as that is, these clothes are just, they're hideous. And there is no mom in the world, other than driven by pure ideology, that would dress any of her children in these clothes.
Why has the notion of gender neutrality, and I think probably in this case we'd be better off saying gender fluidity, which came very quickly on the heels of gender neutrality, why is this such a cause celeb, literally?
You know, I mean, that is the big, big question. And you know, there's the complex answers to it. There's a simple answer. And I think part of the simple answer is because it's, and I don't mean this in a light way necessarily, but because it's hip. You know, as I say in the piece, we had hippie parents in the 60s, you know, saying, oh, we're going to, you know, give our kids gender-neutral toys and situations and things like that. Well, those kids grew up, you know, to turn their little mops and the boys turning their little mops into swords and guns, and the little girls would end up putting their dump trucks to bed, you know, for nap time. And these parents were just chagrined to see, like, oh my goodness, it's happening. Well, you know, what was happening, nature was happening. But we see this generation after generation as the hip hip, cool, quote-unquote, enlightened people think that, well, nature is not nature, that we can recraft it, we can re-spin it. And this is just simply the latest installment in that. And you would think these people would learn, but no, they don't. And like you said, it's the latest cause célèbre, you know, for the enlightened folks. But, and the other thing that's crazy is my wife and I, we raised five kids, and our kids, as I say in this piece, they wore gender-neutral clothing. It wasn't ideological. They were called jeans and T-shirts and overalls and things like that, you know. They wore just little tennis shoes. And sure, sometimes they had, you know, flowers or dump trucks or, you know, other kind of decorations. But usually, you know what, they're wearing a little Old Navy T-shirt and jeans. And, you know, so this kind of thing, I mean, there's very few people who are dressing their kids up all the time and saying, you're always going to be pink, you're always going to be blue over there. I mean, that idea of gender stereotypicalness just exists largely in the mind of the gender theorists. I mean, for them, talking about not wanting to get so hung up on gender, they're terribly hung up on gender.
That seems to be the irony here. They, as you point out in the piece, they appear to imagine some sort of a faceless force out there, some imposing irresistibly a binary view of gender on everyone. I would simply say that's probably, as you've said, that's nature just living itself out. But they also seem to, in the course of trying to stamp out gender distinctions, only reinforce them.
Well, they really do. I mean, it's the thing of, you know, the more you talk about something and try to prevent something, you're the one that ends up talking about it all the time and bringing it to people's minds. I mean, here I work at Focus on the Family. I mean, your listeners will understand that. But we're supposed to be the ones that are so hung up on men do this and women do this. Well, guess what? We're not. We don't talk about it half as often as, you know, the gender studies theorists talk about it. And, you know, we are quite fluid in the way of we have women in leadership positions. We have women here. They're the primary breadwinners for their families. There's women here who hunt. There's men here who, you know, they do kind of womanly things, but they do them in manly sorts of ways. And so, no, nobody really lives in quote-unquote gender stereotypes. Yeah, there are typical ways that men and women are, but, I mean, no, this absolute binary way, and this is the silliness of Celine Dion's commercial that she has on her website. She breaks into this nursery at a clinic, you know, all these, or at a hospital, all these babies just born, and all the blue boys are over here, and all the pink girls are over here. The world doesn't work that way, even at very conservative places like the churches that we go to and things like that. They are imagining and trying to solve a problem that simply doesn't exist. And when it does, mothers are choosing these outfits for no other reason than that they want their children to look this way, and they find great delight in doing it. There's no exterior, you know, overboding power that forces them to do these things. Moms do it because that's what they want to do.
Gender neutrality or gender switching or gender fluidity has been in high fashion for probably a decade. It's, if you go to the places where only the celebrities and nobility shop, you can find this kind of stuff, but it wasn't previously necessarily aimed at our children. What are your thoughts there in terms of that this is something that, although I don't think it's going to get off the ground, I mean, who wants to pay $200 for a shapeless bag to dress their little girl in just because it has Celine Dion's name on it? But this is aimed at children as well. What are your thoughts there?
Well, see, that's the thing, is it's aimed at children, and it's aimed at kind of social warrior parents who think that they want to send a message, but there's no kid. I mean, you look at these outfits, there's no kid who would say, Mom, can we buy that for me? They're just not attractive. They're just not interesting. And it is remarkable. And you know, as you said, that the cultural elites, the Hollywood people, the New York people, the people in France, you know, they try to fashion themselves as those that are free from gender stereotypes. But as I point out in the article, look at the award shows in Hollywood and look at the big fashion events in New York and in France. The world of high fashion is probably the most gender distinct and exclusive world or institution that exists. Look at the red carpet. Nobody that walks across the red carpet and all the cameras flashing, nobody is androgynous. The women are femininely beautiful and the men are handsome. And nobody confuses who's who. I mean, think about that, the Hollywood in intelligentsia, and even Celine Dion herself. I mean, she's a living, walking, professional Barbie doll that is putting out unrealistic expectations for all of our daughters to say, this is how a real woman looks, and you know, this is the shape of her body. But then she's the one that comes around and says, no, what we ought to be doing for our kids is you know, gender neutrality, which she's not living that. None of the Hollywood people are living that. And you can see that time and time again at every one of the award shows and the red carpets.
Glenn Stanton is Director of Family Formation Studies for Focus on the Family. He's author of the books The Ring Makes All the Difference and Loving My LGBT Neighbor, and a recent column for The Federalist titled Celine Dion's New Gender-Neutral Clothing is Self-Contradictory and Ugly. You can read it and listen at our Listen on Demand page at issuesetc.org. Glenn, thank you very much.
Hey, you bet, Todd. Always good to be with you.
When we come back, Pastor Jonathan Lang is going to join us. We're going to talk about embryo adoption, a less than perfect solution, but at least an alternative to what is the ethical problem, perhaps, of our generation, in vitro fertilization. Stay tuned. We have 5 weeks left in 2018, and we need $103,000 to cover our expenses for the year. Please consider making a year-end tax-deductible gift to support this worldwide outreach. You can contribute by check, make your check payable to Issues, etc., and send it to Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. Thanks for listening, and thanks for thinking of us at the end of 2018.
Looking for a foreign language program that will revolutionize your students' vocabulary knowledge and their understanding of grammar? How about a program that teaches critical thinking skills, too? Look no further than Memoria Press's Latin curriculum. Students of all ages can use these Latin study programs. Give your students the gift of Latin today. To order, visit memoriapress.com and save $5 on your next order by using the coupon code LPR9. Memoria Press, saving Western civilization one student at a time.
Contending for truth in an age of anti-truth. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
An average of 20 military veterans kill themselves every day. Project Operation Barnabas is a network of LCMS congregations who reach out to veterans and their congregations and their communities with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Operation Barnabas is a program of LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces. Find out more at lcms.org/armedforces. Serving those who serve. LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces. lcms.org/armedforces.
For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. This child, Jesus Christ, is the focus of every Christmas card that Emmanuel Press offers. Whether in stained glass, illumination, or classic works of art, Christmas cards from Emmanuel Press joyfully confess our Savior's birth with the words of Scripture and the poetry of hymns. Visit their website at emmanuelpress.us to create a custom assortment of cards. EMMANUELPress.us.